Sky Sports News Radio. On demand.
Okay, I'm here with Stephen Tulloch of the Detroit Lions. A glorious day here at Wembley. Excited for coming back here for a real game in autumn?
This is nice. You know, obviously, it's exciting to be here right now to soak in the good weather and the nice
stadium. It probably won't be like that when you play.
You're the seventh person to tell me that. The weather won't be as good, but... just to come here and have the opportunity to play in such a wonderful stadium like this, it's great for myself, for our team, for the fans of football, to come out here that are traveling to enjoy the game.
I mean, there's loads of great stadiums in the NFL. How does this one measure up to the ones you've played in?
This is probably the third best stadium. I go with the Lions, and I'll definitely go with the Cowboys, Dallas. Obviously. But this is the Reliant Stadium in Houston. But just every seat in the house is a great seat. There's no obstructive views here, and I think this is a very nice stadium.
We started off with one game here, went to two, now to three. Started off as maybe a bit gimmicky. How does it feel now having three games in America? Are they starting to think, hang on, this is something building over here?
I think so. I think, obviously I've heard each game sold out. The buzz is huge here. I can see more games being played here, and eventually they find a way to have a team here. It'd be huge for the sport.
Are you on the pro side and for having a London team? Because everyone's got an opinion on that one. I think it's pretty much divided.
It's just hard to really say because it's just the travel so far. But I think they can find a way to have a bye week or off week in between and maybe some way implement, I don't know how they'll do it, some kind of changes with the rules when it comes to game. Maybe a week-on, week-off kind of system. It's possible.
And once the NFL get behind something, they normally find a way if that's what they want to do as well.
And there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money involved. If you can sell out this stadium every week at 90,000 seats, you're doing something good.
It would probably have to be an expansion team, surely, though. I can't see an owner risking the wrath of the local fans by picking up a team and coming over here.
Right. I don't know. I think that whoever takes over here in Europe as an NFL team will definitely benefit. And I think it'll be tremendously good for the sport, and I think nothing but good things come out of it.
Now, your game's a bit of a watershed for the NFL. It's going to be a 1:30 kickoff here, I think 6:30 over in the States, so it'll be the national game, the breakfast bowl, as some people have called it.
Right.
I think that'll help increase the buzz even more over in America about the Wembley games?
I think so. The fact that you're over there in the States and you're watching this game two different time zones, it's going to be excellent. I've gotten so much good rapport from people about the game and how anxious they are to come out here, how they bought their tickets and how loyal they are to football and to the Lions. I think it's a magnificent idea to be able to bring the sport here full time. This is great hospitality.
And that's one big day of watching football back home in America as well. 6:30 start going all the way to the national game at 8:30.
8:30, so it's a great way to finish the night.
Yeah. So how do you think the fans over here growing in their knowledge, does that surprise you at all?
It is. It's quite surprising to see that fans really embrace football here, American football, and how it's expanded overseas and how people look forward to this game every year. I think lets you know basically how people feel about it and that they want it here. They want more American football. So the fact that there's three games this year in November, October, another one in October, I think it's good for the league.
Yeah. And a lot of players say it's a kind of a Super Bowl atmosphere, with no one team being at home and no one team being fully supported behind you. Is that going to help you?
I think so. I think if guys want that taste of, that's what I heard, I think if guys want that taste of what a Super Bowl is like, this is the atmosphere to do so. To have 90,000 fans here cheering, not even just our games on, but just with different jerseys of different teams, just because they enjoy the game. I think we got to embrace that and cherish that moment.
And the Lions have been primed for a Super Bowl for a couple of years now, it seems, but not managed to do it. And last year was a bit of a disappointment as well. What did you put that down to?
I put it down to just finishing and being consistent. I think last year we started off excellent, but we didn't finish as well as we wanted to. I think this year we have the players and coaches in place to help us take that next step as a team. And I think we're gaining in the right direction.
Do you think it's a maturity issue? Because you got drawn into a lot of shootouts on occasion when you'd be better maybe trying to lock the game down when you were ahead?
I think so. I think our biggest thing as a team, we have to finish. The first three quarters of the game were excellent. The fourth quarter, not so much. So we have to find a way to play four quarters of football, 60 minutes of football, and be able to close out football games.
Some said you were finding a way to lose from winning positions. Do you think that's fair? Maybe it'd be a killer penalty, or you know, Matt Stafford maybe going for 1-2 gunslinger move too many, and going for a throw where better maybe a handoff, or you know, ball security maybe became an issue as well.
Yeah, there's so many little things that knocked us off last year, and those are things that we've done this offseason to try to correct and make better decisions. And that's the next step, is making better decisions, learning from our mistakes, and finding a way to close our games.
And how is Jim Caldwell going to help improve that?
Jim Caldwell has done a great job of just coming in there and giving us his experience of going to the Super Bowl, winning a Super Bowl, being a head coach and different teams he's been on throughout the course of his coaching career, and just feeding us bits and pieces of what it takes to be a champion and what it takes to be a pro. And I think guys are understanding that and very receptive of it. And he's doing a good job changing the name of the team.
Yeah, obviously you've got some great offensive weapons. You've got Stafford, you've got Megatron, probably the best receiver in the league. Do you think a lot of onus falls on the defense? Do you feel a lot of pressure then when you've got so many offensive weapons to try and shore it up?
Well, Megatron is the best player in the league. But I think our offense...
Trying to be fair.
Yeah, I think our offense definitely is stacked. It can run with any offense in the league. And people kind of sleep on our defense. We have a very good defense. Us in the offense go at it every. Us meaning the defense and the offense go at it every day in practice. And every day is competition.
Yeah.
When we're in the locker room, it's cool. When we get on that practice field, we're getting after it. Yeah. And it's a sign of a good team. And sometimes they'll win a day of practice. Sometimes we'll win a day of practice. And it shows you that there's a well balanced chemistry.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you about the Damakung Su. I mean, he's quite a controversial figure, but he seems to love the game. He's got loads of energy. Do you think at times he oversteps the mark, and do you have a part to play in maybe reining him in a little bit?
Well, Dominican Sue is he's a different character, different person. Not bad, but he just has his way of doing things. And some people think he might push the limit, but he has a passion about the game of football. He loves it. He comes to work every day. He puts in hard work, and he's been a good teammate for the most part, for me. And obviously the outside world don't really know what's going on in house. The media kind of has their own perception of him. But I think he's a hard worker, and he's one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL, and he definitely makes my job a lot easier.
Okay, and just finally, last question. Bottom line, what can we expect from the Lions this season?
You can expect a team that finishes. What our record is, I can't tell you that. But we'll definitely finish games this year, and we'll find a way to take that next step.
Sky Sports News Radio. On demand.